There's a new set of CDs devoted to the piano trios, the three piano trios of Johannes Brahms. It's on the Delos label. Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and one of the three performers of those trios, long-awaited set of CDs, is Uri Vardy, professor of cello at the UW-Madison. The other two players being Paulina Zamora, the pianist, who is working in Chile, and then violinist David Perry, known for his work with the Pro Arte Quartet and many other things, too. But on hand, Uri Vardy, welcome to the Midday.
I'm happy to be here.
A project long in the making, although I see it was, you seem to have recorded all of these pretty close together back in 2010.
Yeah, it took about 6 years to complete the project, and I'm very happy that we completed it and the Delos chose to release it. So that was an important thing for me, because Brahms is the composer that I feel most closely
to. As a cellist.
As a cellist and as a musician. And his chamber music, especially the piano chamber music, is something that I've been very attached to throughout my life. And was dreaming about a project that will release, that I could release with some good colleagues, all three piano trios, and it has been released this January.
And as we said, there are three of the trios on here, all three of the Brahms piano trios, and of course each has its own character. He wrote these over the course of time. It's not as if he wrote them 1, 2, 3. So they're spread out over a number of years in Brahms' oeuvre. And what about then? Let's start with the second one, the piano trio, number 2 in C by Brahms. And what would you have to say about that one in particular, Uri?
Well, actually, that was the one that I played first in my career. Especially, I was coming from a Hungarian background. The second movement with the variation movement that has Hungarian character to it grabbed me. That was actually the first trio that I played, and then the B major was the second one that I was performing in my career.
So you go back a long way then with these?
Long, long way. Going back to the 70s.
Well, we're going to be sampling them pretty generously, too, though, so we'd better get to it. And you wanted to start with number... One, was it the trio in B?
In B, which we are playing the revised version of Brahms. He wrote it twice, actually. He wrote it very early, and then he revised it later. Why don't we start with the scherzo from this trio?
That was the scherzo from the piano trio number 1 in B by Brahms. You might call it symphonic chamber music. Just three players there, but putting out a lot of sound at times. The cellist, my guest today, Uri Vardy, and the pianist was Paulina Zamora, and the violinist, David Perry. And I'm getting the impression, Uri, that you were the instigator of this project. And so how did you go about choosing the other participants?
Well, I had no doubt that I wanted to do it with David, because I admire his playing and his musicianship, and being a colleague here, I always enjoyed very much collaborating with him. Paulina Zamora was a student of George Shebeck in Bloomington, and Shebeck was the musician who I think influenced my approach to music making, maybe most of all of my teachers.
Really?
And I admired him about the way he looked at teaching and at making music. He hated actually the word making music.
Oh,
about
really?
Musizierening. So we actually decided, the three of us, to dedicate this CD to the memory of George Chabok and his wife, Eva. I liked Paulina Zamora's playing, and I played with her in the past, and it seemed like it would be a good fit, and I'm very happy that actually I could bring them into this project and complete this project with them.
And even the artwork has a UW connection.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. My good friend, Stephen Hickson, who was at the art in the art department here at UW, I've been collaborating with him. He was helping me with artwork for my Cello Institute. And when I approached him to ask if he would be willing to do the cover of the CD, he was happy to do it, and he came up with an amazing piece of art. I'm really so thrilled about it. Another person who is involved with this CD is my good friend, Professor Jenny Kalik. She's the chair of the music department at Amherst College. And I knew her when I went to Yale, and she was happy to donate the liner notes to us. And I thought she wrote a beautiful liner notes.
Yeah, all of that, you know, the packaging in the general sense is something you can't overlook because it's so important, isn't it? But it's not what you think of immediately when you're thinking about recording the music.
Right. This actually came after we recorded the music, because I was first focused on the music itself,
sure,
and then was thinking about the whole package. And in the package, of course, you want people to enjoy also holding the CD in their hands,
yeah,
and seeing what is there and then reading something about it. And actually what Jenny did, people who will look at the cover will see Brahms' eyes penetrate from the waves there.
That's right. You have to look twice.
Right. Or three times or four times.
But there it is. Brahms staring back at you.
And mm-hmm. she wrote the liner notes. The title is about his gaze, about his look, about Brahms' look.
Uh-huh.
So she connected all the everything. So this the whole project is a complete has this a complete idea.
Well, let's go to we've heard from the first piano trio, trio in B, and let's hear from the third trio, the one in C minor. We'll hear a couple of short movements, starting with the second movement being a presto, which is a little unusual, isn't it?
It is, even though the scherzo the B major also comes as a second movement. So, yeah, but this is a different one.
Presto from the piano trio number 3 in C minor by Brahms, and the performers, which have recorded all three of the Brahms piano trios in this 2-CD set from the Delos label, are David Perry, violin, Paulina Zamora, piano, and my guest today, Uri Vardy, is the cellist. And Brahms flipping things around then gives us what we'd ordinarily expect of as the second movement with an andante grazioso. And you had some interesting effects in that. I should mention first that there's some muting going on there, wasn't there?
In the second movement of the C minor. Yeah, that's a very nice effect. That it just has such an amazing atmosphere that it creates. I mean, it's really something that I always get shivers in my back.
While you're playing.
Yeah, while playing and listening.
Uh-huh. I would imagine to be true of many in the audience, too. Then about the Andante Grazioso, what's Brahms doing there?
Well, he divides it's pretty much between the strings and the piano. And actually, we should just maybe listen to it and see, because it's pretty well divided between the strings and the piano in this particular movement.
There you have the Andante Grazioso of Brahms, Piano Trio Number 3 in C minor. Well, one more now from this set of CDs, and it's from the Piano Trio Number 2 in C, Brahms being the author of some really monumental sets of variations, also included some in the piano trios.
Yeah, the second movement of the C major has... is this set of variations on a theme which has Hungarian characteristics.
And again, the performers, David Perry is the violinist, the pianist is Paulina Zamora, and the cellist, my guest today, has been Uri Vardy.